nice to one another. We should get into the spirit of things. And that never means, by the way, the Holy Spirit. Our Lord was not born into some quaint or romantic setting. He was born in a stable. And not because he thought it would be comfortable, but because it was better than the other options. Look at the smell of the animals that surrounded him that night. From dawn to urine. Think of the mucus and the blood from the birth. Think of Joseph sweaty and dirty from the journey. Think of the cries of pain and the panic of uncertainty. Everything wasn't perfect just because the God-man, Jesus, was born. Hollywood directors of photography weren't there to make sure that the light was casting just the right shadows everywhere to make it an epic event. No one in that stable thought it was quaint and inviting. Mary, the mother of our Lord, either laid Jesus on the ground, held him a whole night long, or put him in a feeding trough. It was not hygienic. It was not soft nor comfortable. It was simply all she could do with what she was given. This is the shadow of the cross that falls on the manger scene. It foreshows the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. But it doesn't mean that the darkness doesn't try. There's a reason that the one who is the bread of life is brought to the city of Bethlehem. A city whose very name means house of bread. And there he is laid in the midst of lowly beasts in their very feeding trough. Nothing in the Holy Scriptures is coincidental or accidental. All of it bears witness to Christ. Every word is significant. It isn't that why you are able to hear. Because every word is significant. It's very sad that we get caught into thinking that Christmas is all of the lights and pretend peace among one another, but it's making sure that everyone gets what they wanted. That Christmas is experiencing something, or anything, that there has to be something more. If a feeling of joy is somehow absent, that Christmas just wasn't quite what it was supposed to be. It was somehow incomplete. Hear now the complete joy of Christmas. Jesus Christ was born for you, taking on our flesh. Being exposed to the dirt and grime of this fallen world, there's no need to search for the meaning of Christmas. He is Christmas. He came to deliver you, to forgive your sins. He came that you would feed upon him, and thus fulfill his being sent to bring you himself. From that comes even more joy. For in his continued coming, he brings you to